Welcome to the Over It Mom podcast, where you get to listen to some wholesome, messy, uncomfortable, controversial, fun, good, and bad topics of motherhood. Because let's face it, sometimes as moms, we're just over it all. So tune in, and I'll talk to you soon. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Over It Moms podcast. And I'm your host, Jennifer. And today I have a unique episode for you, and I want to chat about it. It's something that many of us dread, especially as parents and being moms, and that is being sick during back to school and flu season. So let's dive into today's episode. So, man, it is that time of year where the season's changing. Everything's changing. The kiddos are back in school. So they're back in what me and my coworker like to call the petri dish of sickness. Like, what are they going to come home with? Our kids, especially if they're in public school, even private school, if they're in a school setting that's outside of your home, let's put it that way. What are they going to come back home with? Because they're in a petri dish of germs. So it is that time of year where, is it COVID? Is it the flu? Is it the tummy bug? What is it? And it just seems like everything gets hit on you. You have to do all the stuff for school as far as like paperwork, signups, putting money on lunch accounts, blah, 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 all of that. And if you can't tell by the sound of my voice and probably from previous episodes of this podcast so far, I have been sick. I've had this nasal issue forever. Forever. So a couple of years ago, I actually had nose surgery to fix my deviated septum. Now I had a good 6 months of breathing correctly. Great. I could smell bananas correctly. And now it's just going back to where it was. So I have a feeling it's just a combination of allergies, the flu, and being sick. So that's just my little glimpse into today's episode. But I also didn't want to leave you guys hanging because I know I missed last week. Because let's just be honest, last week, between me and my husband and the kiddo, we were all sick. Like, my kid was sick, but she was like sick for like a 24-hour period and then she was good again. Me and my husband, we were basically fighting over cold medicine because we're like, no, I need that for work, or I need that to survive. And so it was pretty much, that's how sick we were. So that's just a little glimpse into my little world. So first of all, let's acknowledge that being sick during this time of year is practically a rite of passage for many parents, including myself. It's almost like our immune systems know when it's most inconvenient to get sick. I swear, it's like a clock. And the sad part is, like, when you go on like your memories on like Facebook or like Instagram or like TikTok, you can literally see that, yeah, I was sick around this time of year, or hey, 2 years ago, I was sick around this time of year. It's just a rite of passage at this point. So whether it's a common cold or the dreaded flu, there's something about the start of school that just seems to attract those pesky germs, aka the petri dish. Yep, I've been there. I'm currently there. The sniffles, the sore throat, the endless sneezing. It's no fun when you're trying to keep up with school drop-offs, even to the bus, homework, making lunches, and just basically doing your routine on top of your kid's routine on top of being sick. But there's a silver lining. It's okay to slow down and take care of yourself. That's like something we often forget as moms. Sometimes the best thing you can do is rest. Drink lots of fluid and let your body heal. I apologize because my doggo will not leave my side because I've been so sick. And she's a service dog, so you're going to hear her rattling of her collar. So just FYI, sorry about that.
Hey
there, podcast listeners. Are you looking to enhance your beauty routine, boost your confidence, and even earn some extra cash? Well, look no further than Avon. Avon is your go-to destination for all things beauty and beyond. Whether you want to buy high-quality skincare, makeup, fragrances, or fashion, even electronics, Avon has got you covered. Joining the Avon family is not just about shopping. It's about building your own business and becoming an empowered beauty boss. Imagine being your own boss, setting your own schedule, and earning money while doing what you love. With Avon, it's all possible. Avon offers fantastic perks, including exclusive discounts, training, and ongoing support. Whether you're new to the beauty world or a seasoned pro, Avon has something for everyone. So don't wait any longer. Visit my website or reach out to me, your local Avon representative, to start your Avon journey today. Avon, where beauty, opportunity, and community come together. Join us or shop today and discover the beauty of Avon. Now let's talk about a few practical tips for surviving being sick during back to school and flu season. And for some reason, I should just add this to the grocery list and I always forget. So let's just put this in the to-do list for next year or springtime when allergies kick up. So number one is stock up on essentials. Make sure you have lots of tissues, not just for your kiddos' classroom, but for your house as well. Cough drops, over-the-counter meds, and, you know, it's all about being prepared to be sick, because it's going to happen. Let's just be honest. It's going to happen in one shape, form, or another. Two, enlist help from your support system. If you don't have one, get one. Don't hesitate to ask for assistance with the school run or having someone take care of the kids for a little while, or just friends and family that are just willing to help more than usual to lend a hand. And also, just remember that being sick is temporary. It's sadly feels like forever for us moms, but it really is temporary. And sometimes it's kind of like the universe's way of saying, hey, slow down. You need to rest. Because we don't really take those breaks for ourselves, aka self-care. Go back to a couple episodes and I talk all about that. And it's like your body's like, hey, I'm going to make you sick because you need to rest. And I need rest. And you can't keep functioning on 5 cups of coffee or the 2 cups of coffee that you keep letting sitting on the counter because you have so many things to do. I need you to rest. Let's get this in gear. Okay, so it's all about being prepared. It's temporary. The school year is long. It really is until they're out of school, and it seems like forever till they're back in school. And flu season will pass until allergy season. Yay! Your health and well-being are top priorities, and your kids will understand. They will. They seem like they're going to die, but they will understand. If you need to take it easy for a little bit. So if you're that mom who like wants to have like a home cooked meal every night because your kids eat healthy and blah, 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 but you're too sick to even go and run and puke in the bathroom or blow your nose because your nose is just so itchy, dry, and red because you've been blowing it all day, it's okay for them to have cereal. It's okay to have hot dogs. It is okay for them to have an unbalanced meal for just a moment while you're sick. If that means you get to have 10 extra minutes of rest, let them have the dang cereal. Okay, that's just my little disclaimer. Disclaimer there. So there you have it. That's it. That's all it is. Simple, quick, easy. Just reflecting on what you should do. So like grocery shopping, add those cans of soups, you know, the crackers, the ginger ale, all those things, the medicine, the tissues, you know, just add all that stuff back into your cart. And as always, I hope my insights have been helpful and meaningful, and you kind of get to hear me rant on here because, again, we're just over it. As moms, that's why the title of this podcast is the way it is. I'm over being sick. I feel like my husband has bounced back, my kiddos bounced back, and I'm the one who's still sick. Why? I've rested. I've done literally nothing for days. Why am I still sick? What's going on? I'm going to have to go to my primary care and figure this out because I'm like, hey, look, I need to be back in full functioning mode. But as always, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Over It Moms podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And don't forget, this is an important one, don't forget to take care of yourself. It's highly important. Take care of yourself. Hey there. Thank you for tuning in to the Over It Mom podcast. I hope you liked today's episode. And if you did, go ahead and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have a beautiful hot mess mom day. Bye.